Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Money. Huge part of it. Absolutely huge part of the PGA Tour. Including on the litigation and just rolling over after they lectured everybody about LIV. By the way, I believed a lot of what they said for a long time. Why do you work with these guys? Don't need them. I thought they were a little too condescending on the quality play and the players wouldn't be the same. But, yeah, it was money. It was absolute money. I'll give you I want people to text me. 651. By the way, we have the Twins winner, so no need to call. Give me a story which you're absolutely floored when you found out about it. I'll give you one that goes back, and I heard it on this radio station. I have a ground screw job in the summer of 1986, a control date. I had that job for multiple years. We're going to talk summer jobs at some point. Actually, I was planning on doing it on Monday, but then I saw Vanita also did it. I thought, tip of the cap to Vanita. They beat us to it. We'll wait. We'll wait a week or two, and we'll do the same thing. So I'm getting up early to work on the ground screw. Sure, I put on a clinic cutting some of those lawns. Any doubt about that?
No, you're tremendous. I've heard a lot about it.
I'm sure they also told me to stay away from any other difficult project because they wanted it to turn out.
You just got skill with the blade. That's rarely seen in a child.
Give him the dopey, easy lawnmower. Keep him away from anything else. I have WCCO radio on to wake me up.
You've always been a company man.
Back then, woke up to CCO Radio, 21. And I wake up and I hear the CBS Morning News announce that Len Bias is dead. And I could not believe it. I'm not romanticizing this. Len Bias was my favorite college basketball player to watch. So that's my heyday of loving college basketball. That's when college basketball is great as opposed to this very, very mediocre product. If you think college basketball is better than the NBA, you need to seek help. I mean, you just need to see. You're watching a really bad TV. Most of college basketball now is awful. Len Bias, I believe, would have been somewhere 20 to 40th. All-time basketball player. That all-time. That good. He would have been Michael Jordan's main rival. He was bigger than Michael Jordan. They battled a couple times in the ACC. He would have been an amazing player. He was going to join the Boston Celtics with, let's see, a guy named Larry Joe Bird, I think, was on that team. I think Kevin McHale was on that team. They just won the championship. They're one of the greatest teams of all time, and they were going to about to add Len Bleeping Bias. And I'm 21, and I'm up to shenanigans myself, okay? And all of a sudden I find out that he died from a night of cocaine. And I couldn't believe that that happened. So that's what I'm looking for, like, because I get it on 9/11. I mean, I'm at my house, and I walk by, and I see one of the towers, and I see, and I'm like, what is that? And that's the first one. And that's when they're kind of speculating, did a small plane go through it? And then I'm driving the kids to Montessori school. Again, I assume probably listening to this station. And I hear about the second one. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? I'm at Lifetime, and I walk by, and I see the bridge. And at first I thought, is that a movie? And I paused. I'm like, no, that's the 30. And I see it's Channel 4. I'm like, that's the 35W bridge. What is going on? So those are givens. Give me another story. Maybe another death of, and again, I'm not talking your own life. Like, that's separate. You know, loved one has passed away or something. But something's classified a news event that absolutely shocked you. Do you have one that comes to mind right here?
The ones, I mean, you laid out a lot of the big ones. The celebrity deaths are always kind of the ones that, you know, come out of the blue. Prince, locally.
Yep, obviously. For sure.
Michael Jackson stopped the world. To a lesser extent, but a big extent for me, was Norm MacDonald. When you found out that he died.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, he's had cancer for years.
Don't.
Didn't tell anyone.
That's a good point, too, because we have these individuals who, for whatever reason, will stay very, very quiet. And all of a sudden, they die, and you're like, well, that didn't happen. Because I just saw him. Like,
yeah.
You know, maybe it wasn't a couple months ago because their health, but it was like 6 months ago.
Yes, he was doing interviews. He was doing his own show on Netflix. You know, he was dying before our eyes, and we had no Chadwick Boseman. There's another one.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's – but I think the difference is, obviously, you know, any of those deaths, the celebrity deaths that, you know, aren't somebody that's 80, 90 years old, they're shocking. But the difference between that and what we have today with PGA and LIV is you're not – you know – you weren't told for years and years, well, not years and years, but many, many months, Michael Jackson's in great health. He's doing great. You know, it wasn't talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. But, you know, the messaging between the PGA and LIV has been so just at odds.
Warlike.
And, yes, ripping
sports
each other.
Warlike. Yeah.
Yes, the organizations going after each other, the people involved, the players going after each other and the organizations. And then now, wait, what? Was this all just a play?
Yeah. It was a great play if it was. Okay, a lot of text coming in. A news event that just floored you. You just couldn't believe it. I'll read some of these. Jason will join us, and then I'm assuming Jason's going to come in with some amazing apology for acting like the studio is his house, and he's waiting for, like, his team of cleaning ladies to come in because he left rosé here, bottles, and he just assumed the rest of the staff, we the help, would clean that up. So I'm expecting the greatest apology of all time from Jason Rush in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.